With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Powerful labor unions' decision not to endorse a presidential candidate seen as a blow to Vice President Kamala Harris. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters announced recently that neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris has sufficient support from the 1.3 million member union. The Teamsters have typically thrown their support behind Democratic nominees, but there's division in the ranks during this 2024 campaign. Even though the vice president has courted organized labor, the Teamsters said internal polling of its members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, a majority of Americans are worried over whether officials will accept the outcome of November's elections. A Scripps News Ipsos survey finds 71% of Americans either very or somewhat concerned about officials not accepting the results. About half are concerned about widespread voter fraud. Also, at srnnews.com, Qualcomm losing a bid to get a European Union antitrust penalty thrown out after a top court largely rebuffed the technology company's arguments in the case involving cell phone chipsets.
The European Union's general court said it was rejecting most of Qualcomm's appeal against the 242 million euro fine that the bloc's regulators issued in 2019. That's when it accused the company of predatory pricing to drive a competitor out of the market. The court said it was rejecting all of Qualcomm's arguments except for about how the fine was calculated and therefore trimmed it to 238.7 million euros.
Then, as correspondent Jeremy House, European Commission, the 27-nation bloc's executive branch, top antitrust enforcer. This is SRN News. Generation Z has a rather strange view of morality.
60% of Americans ages 12 to 27 think that right and wrong are simply up to each individual. There is no universal standard. And the vast majority also think that a society's concept of morality can and should change over time, unanchored to any higher values. 57% of Gen Z believes that there are facts we can know about scientific questions, but when it comes to morals, facts simply don't enter into the equation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies opting not to participate in the Human Rights Campaign annual LGBT scorecard. Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the LGBT agenda, but lately there's been resistance from parents and citizens group. Now, Bud Light was boycotted after it teamed up with a transgender influencer. This is SRN News. You might say it's a step up to trimming down.
If you're trying to lose a little bit of weight and want a new way to do it, stair climbing as a regular exercise might be for you. It's accessible and research shows it's more effective than walking on level ground. You burn about 20 times more calories going upstairs than walking on flat ground. Even going downstairs, you burn roughly 5 times more. And who knows, in no time flat, you might just become a stair master. Ron Taylor reporting.
Sighting of a rat wouldn't get much attention in many places, but it has caused a stir on Alaska's St. Paul Island, known for as a bird haven with a wide diversity of critters. Wildlife officials responded quickly, combing through grasses, setting up traps and cameras. And while they have not found any evidence of a rat as yet, officials say they are maintaining a heightened level of vigilance. More details at srnnews.com.